You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Kyle.
Knockouts and three counts. Yeah.
The Oreo special.
For those of you watching on Facebook Live.
I was totally paying attention. I was just playing a role.
Those of you watching on Facebook Live, you get to see the Oreo.
Anybody that watches Screen Junkies would get that reference.
So
this is the Oreo special, not to be confused with Breslers.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wait, are we live on Facebook right now?
I just have to click the button.
Oh. Click the button.
He's got to click it.
The button. Click the button.
Click the button.
Okay. So let's go ahead throw out our social medias and all that good stuff. We'll start off with the left side of the Oreo cookie, Mr. Campbell.
Hey, this is one side of your chocolate cookie right now. This is Kyle Campbell. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. I do have another Facebook, too. This is just Kyle Campbell. It's still a profile pic. That's my first profile. I've had it for like 10 years. I never go on it. Don't go to that one. Go to the Kyle J. Campbell.
It's got to have the J in it.
Exactly, because people get confused. Kyle J. Campbell.
Shoot it.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Team
Don't
Chaos.
Break your shoulder like
KAYOS. Don't break your shoulder like I almost have multiple times in my life. So if I sneeze, I break it out. So let's go to the cream side of this situation. Collison, throw your stuff out there.
You're right. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit Knockout. Follow the show page, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook, at KL3CPod on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me, Devin McKenzie, on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Speaking of All Steak No Sizzle, check out my other podcast, All Steak No Sizzle.
Segway.
Yes.
Cheap
it is finally made a return and put out some old material that I had sitting in the archives and a new show. Make sure you check that out. You can find that anywhere you can find a podcast. And make sure you check out the Reality Era News page on Facebook. We talk wrestling in there. So go ahead and join, and we will definitely add you. So we had to call a little bit of an audible on this show. So
don't worry. The play might still work.
We'll see.
Quick booking decision.
I got to do my Peyton Manning hot route Omaha.
Hey, Peyton Manning was good. Don't shut.
Boo.
Because he's white, you racist.
Wow.
Because he's overrated as fuck.
Fuck you.
We
talked about this. You already know how I feel. I went on a rant about this on our Super Bowl thing. I'm not going to do it again. He's
okay. Right. I'm going to say this is the wrestling and MMA show. So we'll talk about that on another time.
Very funny.
Possibly on All Steak No Sizzle. Make sure you check out that show.
No.
But wow.
What?
Good job, Randy. Good job.
Good job. That's his new nickname, Creamy Kyle. That's canon. That's canon. That's TM.
Book it.
Creamy Kyle. I'm going to put that in my phone as your name.
But while we're stalling to figure out what's going on, Kyle.
Creamy.
Collison.
He still plays 2KC.
This weekend, we have some past guests of the show that are going to be fighting.
Fuck yeah!
We've had this discussion before. This thing is called a microphone, man.
Don't be afraid of something that comes to your face.
All you have to do is just talk.
You talk loud anyway, so shut the fuck up.
We called you a loud black guy. That's racist.
Whoa, I didn't say all that.
So, Mr. Collison, let's try this again. This weekend, we have some past guests of the show. They're going to be fighting this weekend. Why don't you let everybody know about those fights?
Shout out to Marco the Hybrid Smallman. He's getting ready to fight Willis the Silverback Black. And Muneeb Al-Samni is making his return to the cage. Hopefully, we can see Muneeb get himself in the W.
Shout out to Muneeb. He's
and the fight will be this Friday at the Southgate Civic Center. I will be there. Devin said he's going to be there, but are you coming or not?
So here's the question. Who's in the main event?
Brett Big Dog Martin versus Leroy Johnson. Top two headweights.
Oh, man, I was about to say, if his name was Jenkins, that would have been perfect.
You said Brett Big Dog Martin?
Yeah.
So come to find out, my cousin, he messaged me the other day, was saying, hey, I might be in Detroit this weekend because a friend of my son is fighting. And I'm like, who is it? He said, it's Brett Big Dog and Martin. And he said, hey, if you go, I'll buy your ticket. So I have a free ticket.
So you're going, yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely going, man. So,
Hell yeah. We'll be at Knockouts and Three Counts will be in the building then.
Yes, sir. Knockouts and Three Counts will be there. And we also have, what,
Metro Pros this weekend, too, with the guy who was supposed to be our guest, but we'll just save that for later.
We'll see. Hopefully,
hopefully we won't pull a Matt Damon on us.
I hope not.
Or Amanda Bobby Cooper.
I know.
B-C.
Amanda, wait, hold on. Let me.
And I told him to start making that a thing, to just start saying at the end of every show.
We did, and we kind of stopped because Amanda, I'm going to look into the camera, and hopefully she sees
me. Bro, you're going to see her tomorrow.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm going to see her tomorrow?
Or Friday, I mean.
But first, I got to do this on Facebook.
So here's the better question.
I'm trying to appeal to possibly future guest Amanda Bobby Cooper right now. Hold on, Amanda. Look,
anybody else?
We apologize for what happened on that first episode. It was technical difficulties. We're sorry. Please, mm-hmm. please, Amanda. Mm-hmm. One day, come back mm-hmm. on Knockouts and Three Counts.
Stop sounding like this.
Whoa, the fuck was that?
I was about to say, does my phone just go off? Because I'm not looking at the podcast.
anyways, so we're going to see her Friday. We ought to just
have a nice little
say
conversation.
Say what's up to her.
Yeah, we will. We'll definitely go see you.
Tell her I say hi.
I'm not going to say it like that, though.
Tell her say hi.
I promise I won't.
All right, but let's talk a little bit of wrestling, guys.
There you go. You cut off the damn
air. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do. It feels like it made some space in my tummy.
So let's talk a little bit of wrestling. Of course, the big story as of right now.
CM Punk came back. Nobody. Just me. Fuck it.
Maybe at All In. Well, the big story right now, is, and we haven't had a chance to really talk about this, is the all-women's pay-per-view they just announced for October.
I like it.
It's going to be called Evolution.
Wait. Evolution? Why does that name sound familiar?
Shut up. Hmm.
I remember back then. Back then.
Evolution is a mystery.
Evolution just passed you by.
I don't think there's been any matches announced yet, but it's been announced that over 50 women will be participating.
That's got to mean there's going to be either a rumble or a
battle. There's going to be a battle royal in there somewhere.
Okay, so who is it up? That we all think is going to come back? Obviously,
Trish.
The obvious ones are Trish and Lita.
I keep meaning to tag you and shit when I see you, but I don't want to be a dick and to put you out there like that.
Whoa. Who's that?
That was me. Sorry. It happens from time to time.
We're very flatulent.
I know. It's my phone vibrate. I know you have, it's well documented your feelings on the lovely Trish Stratus, but I got her and Lita. I mean, I got at least her coming back. I don't think Lita's coming back, but
I do.
She's still, I mean, it was what, February when, what?
Bro, yeah, I just
February
saw
the Rumble.
January.
Late January, early February, she was at the Rumble, so she was just in shape, so I think she's coming
from
back.
From what I heard, she's still in badass shape right now. Lita's going to be in there for sure. I'm not going to lie. I want to see Beth Phoenix. I want to see.
I think she's going to be on commentary.
I think she's going to wrestle.
Yeah, she was in the Rumble?
Bro, if that's an all women's pay per view, she's going to wrestle.
Who's the not so obvious person, though?
I want to see Molly Holly again, damn it.
I want to see Melina.
Yeah. Melina's a great one.
That's a good one.
I want to see Melina.
One that I definitely have to see, and I think it they kind of tease it a little bit. Karma.
I don't get why they didn't have her come back for the.
She had some back problems. She had some surgery.
Because I'm like, that would have been perfect for Glow. And I'm like, nobody even made that joke when they had the Glow woman. I'm like, you literally have her right there, and you guys don't even make a joke about her being awesome, Con Karma.
Was she there?
She was there.
I don't think she was on that one.
She was the last one all the way back. She didn't say anything the whole time. And I'm like, she's right there.
So what makes you guys think that they're going to bring her back? Because I'm not because
Glow
sure.
has been that much of a success. They've already had Glow for
women's wrestling, yeah, putting it back into the populace. People are looking at it now. I mean, it would make sense.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I was really interested to see what they were going to do with her when they brought her in.
I think I called it, too. I said they were going to have a stare down between her and Nia Jax.
I would like to see
that,
Matt.
And I'm like, that writes itself. I mean, if you can't do Big Show and Shaq, you do Nia Jax and Karma.
I would like, I mean, hey, dude, I'm not mad at it. I'd like to see it.
Man, anybody else that you guys would like to see? I know one person that's in Chicago right now that... It's not doing much.
You're talking about ages.
Neither is her husband.
Damn it. Yeah. You all right?
My bad. I was trying to itch my ear and it didn't work.
I thought you were trying to be subtle or throw shade at like a muscle.
Let's talk for a second. Kyle, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You dropping headphones? You burping all over? Is everything okay?
I'm all right. All right.
Okay. All right.
I have another come to Jesus meeting.
Man, but.
This one might be for real, though.
That's one thing we don't talk about on the show, people. But are there any matchups that you guys – I know it's a little ways away. That's in October. But do you see any matches possibly being set up for that card?
I know they wouldn't do it, but I would love to see an Ivory-Becky Lynch match or just them just go
I bet Ivory could still go.
Because that's what I'm saying. She could still go, and she was a great technical wrestler. And you got Becky, who's my favorite technical female wrestler right now.
Over Natty? As far as technical?
Yeah. Natty's great. But in the ring, watching it, I enjoy looking at Becky Lynch do her
that's
thing
not
more
tech,
than
Natty. That's not for technical reasons, though.
No. I mean, I love Natty. I mean, Natty's fine. She's,
you just
she's
said
short. I mean,
you
she's
think
short
you
thick.
Like... You
no,
like
I'm not saying looking
Becky
at Becky
looking better.
No, I mean in the ring watching a match. I'd rather watch a Becky Lynch match than a Natalya match right now. I just
that's
because
WWE don't push Natty at all.
They just starting to push Becky Lynch. How long has she?
No,
been
I
the most
agree.
Underrated?
I'm not saying Becky don't need to get pushed. I'm just saying you're making it like they push Natty.
No, I'm saying.
Wait,
well,
wasn't Natty
I,
like champion like last year?
Is she? She is.
Yeah, but
TV time was
her
best friend
showed up.
Says what?
Since her bestie showed up. That shit ain't.
She's counting the
wait, time out. Who's her bestie?
Rhonda.
Oh. That kind of goes right into my point. So, I think that either at this pay-per-view, this all-women's pay-per-view, or at the Survivor Series, we're going to get the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen.
I'm down with it. Hot damn.
I think that'd be because they didn't do it last year.
Well, now they've got them all under contract.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Now, this is when you do it for Survivor Series. That way, it's another...
But
evolution of female wrestling, and then it's
they're at least
going to
start planting the seeds for it at this all women's pay per view. If on, not do it then,
we're on camera, we're live, even though this goes out a couple of days later.
No, I'm the live video
goes out right away.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm putting this out here right now. They will do a horsewomen versus horsewomen match at Survivor Series. The MMA horsewomen win because Sasha turns on Bayley. Boom.
And
book it.
You and me were talking about this in the car. This whole Bayley Sasha thing has been going on for way too long. And what I think happened was that they were planning on finishing that thing either at Mania or after Mania. But I guess they realized, hey, this Ronda thing wasn't a disaster. It's actually pretty good. We got to keep the Four Horsewomen of Wrestling together long enough to get to that storyline later on in the year. Because it just seems like this whole story just took a quick pivot. Like, okay, they're definitely going to, you know, beat the crap out of each other. Oh, but now we got to keep them together.
So, yeah, but I mean, even at that, though, bro, they've also kind of left the cliffhanger of...
Boy, they kiss or not?
Well, they've left the cliffhanger of the fact that...
They've hinted at that.
Sasha's so. Playing the whole, you know, we've got our issues, but if anybody's going to beat you up, it's going to be me and not anybody else. So,
this is literally... of a long-term storyline, because this has been going on for a while, I cannot remember in recent memory one this bad. Like, that they just keep pushing
feels
it.
Feels like
and
it just fell off the rails.
It feels like this shit had happened last year almost. Like this mania was like, okay, this is your expiration date to where this is no longer interesting. Right. And now we're going in Survivor Series, and it's still going. Well, they had 1 week of couples counts. I mean, couples therapy or whatever. anger management.
What's the doctor name?
Shelby.
Dr. Shelby.
Yeah, 1 week. And I'm like, this shows that, and not trying to be sexist or anything, but there are things that you can do with men that you can't do with women. You cannot do the anger management thing with them as well as you did it with Daniel Bryan and Kane. And you damn sure can't do This Is Your Life. like you did with The Rock and Mankind with Alexa Bliss and Bayley.
Okay, because look, some things are just good, and you can't recreate it with just anybody.
And the thing is, they have talent. Like we were saying, they have probably the best talent, bar none, they've ever had.
I agree.
But Jesus, they just repeatedly drop the ball. I mean, a match between them we've seen is a great match.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, the story, once again, story writes itself, but they don't go with it. The most iconic women's match of probably the past, ever is Bayley versus Sasha Brooklyn, right?
I agree.
This is probably going to be the last time they do SummerSlam in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
They were beefing with each other.
That's how leading to
our SummerSlam, right? Just have a match, right? Makes sense. No, we're going to swerve. And now we're going to make them a tag team again. So
I love
you. Now, there's still time. They could still do it, but I highly doubt that they have the two of them wrestling each other at SummerSlam. I doubt it. Highly doubt it.
I just don't get it.
Well, I'm looking at Facebook. My man Seif, he threw out Stacy Keibler and Tori.
Who gives a fuck about that? I mean, okay, let me take that back. Tori is still in great shape. I'm sure Stacy is too, but Stacy can't wrestle, dog.
When could she?
That's my point.
So we just don't want to see Stacy Keibler?
No, I'm not saying I don't want to see her. I'm not saying I don't want to see it.
I mean, yeah.
Her legs are beautiful. But
she's
got
legs.
And she knows how to use them. Anyways.
Literally, her legs are longer than her body.
My point is, though, who wants to see her wrestle, though? I don't.
I wouldn't mind seeing Stacy Keibler.
I didn't say I don't want to see her.
And the thing is, I think it would be good because they're not going to do great because they never did. But it's good to see where he came from.
Hey, Tori didn't do so bad. And Tori's in better shape now than I think that she was when she was in WWE.
She was.
Oh, and Seath also said, can we get a women's tag team championship?
Yes.
I've been saying that for a while. I fully support that. If you go back and listen to the old episodes of this podcast, it's on this show we did about a year ago.
And Randy just looks so bored by us.
That's always.
That's every day.
That's true.
I don't do the wrestling.
he just likes looking at the MMA fighters, that's all.
Ones that look like Gordon Hayward, but we'll leave it alone.
Ones that look like Gordon Hayward.
Speaking of which, Randy says, when are we getting the Harjabee brothers back in here?
he's not on camera.
Adrian, you guys have got fans, bro.
He just did the Buddy Christ.
And he's turning red. Aww. Oh, but
bro, the way he asked for his Instagram with the quickness.
What's your Instagram? How do you spell it? Is it?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put it up on the page now. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. Kyle, what were you saying about the tag team championships?
Creamy.
Man?
I would love to see that, dude. In my opinion, I think that would be perfect.
I honestly thought that's what she was going to announce. I didn't see the swerve of the paper.
Oh, I didn't either.
I'm like, to me, there's like a little progression you go. Like you go first women main event in Raw, then main event a pay-per-view, then tag team divisions, then Elimination Chamber,
Royal
then,
Rumble.
You know, yeah. So I'm like, so, now if you throw the tag team titles, it's great. But I'm like, could have did that for the actual pay-per-view.
Since we're talking about SummerSlam, Evolution, all that Summerfest stuff. Yeah, all that.
WrestleSlam.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you guys think about Ciampa being champion?
Love it.
I love it, man. Dude, I like Ciampa. I've literally watched that match probably about 7-8 times, man.
What, the black match?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I watched. I
thought
lie.
That was I good, skipped. But I didn't think it was
It wasn't as good as him versus Gargano.
Fuck no.
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
Fuck no.
But you got to realize, every time Gargano and Ciampa wrestle each other, I watch it all the time. So it was another great match.
Look, dude, Ciampa is the top heel, period.
Oh.
All wrestling.
Oh, wait, now we want to say that?
I've been saying it right along with you.
No, people are like, oh, no, it's the Miz.
People.
Or, no, it's
people.
It's
not me. I said right along.
You're right. You're people. Right. It was Tony Thunder.
People. I said right.
People, what do you mean,
I
you
said
people?
Right along with you.
Like
Ciampa's
been killing.
I thought
he was the best heel in the business.
I think the best storytelling they've done in years is Ciampa versus Gargano.
Dude,
that's,
and the best part
is
that's now
old school 80s wrestling.
And the best part
best.
Is you've got it to the best way for them to blow that off is for them to fight for the title.
You know it's going to be a triple threat.
Fuck oh, that. God, he's, no.
No. No. You know what? I would even be fine if they didn't make a stipulation. Just a one-on-one match. You don't even need a last man standing. You don't need a first.
I don't know, man. Both of those matches were wild.
And I know. But I'm like, the way this is built up, you don't even need it to me. Like, if they do make a stipulation match, I'm fine with it. But I'm like, I would be fine.
It's going to be a triple threat.
It's got to be them.
You know what would have been really cool is, I don't know if you guys, I mean, this is totally out of left field, but I don't know if you guys know, but Ciampa's wife used to wrestle for a short time.
Who was she?
She was on, was it the first season or second season of Tough Enough? Something like that. Wouldn't it be something if somehow his wife shows up and, like, ooh, you got her, Candace, ooh, Johnny, Ciampa. Like, obviously not all with right, the title involved, but okay. I just think that that would be a interesting twist to it.
If you want to take it all the way back, just have the Undertaker choke slam him too.
I'm just saying that would be kind of interesting.
That would be good. I mean, when they introduced Candace, and I'm like, that gave the right amount of muscles. When she handed him that, crutch, I'm like, that's how you use a spouse in wrestling successfully, where they don't have to get involved in it.
Right.
That. I mean, honestly, this proves the NXT stuff is probably a little better than the main roster.
And I've been saying this, man. WWE has the most talent, but their storytelling is shit. But NXT, oh my God, the story, it's beautiful, beautiful storytelling, man. And it's look, like bro, when Vince gets his hands on it, man, it's killed, just like, come on,
they
man.
They have knocked out of the park the whole feel-good moment with Candace and Johnny and the you son of a bitch moment with Ciampa and Johnny. Look, dude, Johnny Wrestling might be one of the best good guys they have. Period.
And Ciampa's the best.
I agree.
It's like
when they circled back around. That's
because I'm not gonna lie. Even though I'm a fan of Ciampa, when Ciampa got Gargano with that DDT on the wood, I was like,
that's what I was going to say. I'm like, when they circled back around to that, and that's what
after all that, my thought was, you son of a bitch. No way.
I started clapping when I saw. I'm like, because I'm like, I know wrestling, so I'm like, they're not gonna show something if they're not gonna come back to it. And the fact that it was like 15 minutes later, yes, and then he finally gets him there, and when he DDT'd, I'm like, oh, that's it. One, two, three. I'm like, that's story time. Dude, that's how you do it.
I legit forgot about not that. Not to mention the whole thing. They did the whole spot over by the entrance area.
The waiting ring spot.
Oh, and the red.
Not to mention, I thought that the moment when Gargano was just kind of sitting on that TV case or whatever the fuck it was, and he's just sitting there staring at him. Fucking perfect. Just have him sit there and look at him. Like, I thought, dude, I thought that's insane.
To me, this is what Kevin versus Sammy should have been.
This is what
Sasha
versus Bayley should have been. This is what Nakamura and AJ should have been. It's just so many instances of, like, this is layups, but the storytelling was shit. It's bullshit.
You know what? This is a good analogy for those who are basketball fans who are listening to this. What they're doing now is having a wide open layup and trying to put a little too much English on the ball.
So
you ain't got to take it behind your back.
Here's something we need to talk about. Have both of you watched Raw?
I didn't watch it last night, but I saw the Brock stuff on the
I just finished watching it.
I didn't see all the Brock stuff.
I just finished watching it, and that's exactly what I'm going to bring up. So they started the show by Brock being like, look here, you work for me. And I'm not going out there, mind you.
I know where this is going.
Kurt Angle said, look, if he don't come out, you're fired. So you get to the end of it. Brock comes out, F5's Kurt Angle.
Did you see how he just laid there?
And then he just chokes the piss out of Paul Heyman, puts him in neon belly, and then just walks out.
And they started chanting Roman's name.
Now they're gonna turn Brock heel.
I finally got them to cheer Roman Reigns. Well, they're cheering his name for the Raptors.
This came out over the weekend because The Rock has made comments that he does want to come back again.
Well, he's been said he wanted to come back.
No, but the fact that he's saying is there's a rumor that if Roman still ain't over by WrestleMania next year, Rock is gonna give him the rub. He will count the lights for Roman. I can see that happening.
So how does that help Roman Reigns?
How does him winning that Royal Rumble help him when you literally saw the crowd was about to riot and you sent The Rock out there and he still couldn't get the look on his face?
Like, see,
just said it all, like, Jesus, what's wrong with these people? They really don't like him.
And look, I love The Rock, man. It's one of my favorites. But, like, even The Rock should know better than that it's not going to work. he was one of the most hated people in the business. Like, legit, they hated the whole pineapple hair rock, right? And he had to turn heel. And he talked about it. Like, you guys chanted, "Die, Rocky, die." And then people liked him. So how is it that a guy that's actually been through this, that's been through this exact same scenario, is saying that, hey, I can get him over the way that doesn't work? It doesn't make any sense to me.
So, like, you guys, somebody might like us. We might have a special guest.
We do? Is he calling in now?
Yes.
He might be.
He's supposed to be calling in.
Okay. But I don't know. Come on, Rock. I think Rock knows better.
Speaking
than that.
Of Rock, wow. What a coinky dink. Are you talking about Caleb?
Caleb.
Oh, well, fuck you.
But,
see, man, like, see, first you want to yell into the microphone, and then you don't want to talk into
it. Well, there was a reason I wasn't talking into the microphone, cocksucker.
Wow.
Damn, there's a couple of layers you go
That's
up
my
to.
Job.
Somebody give me a bell, goddammit.
Somebody give me alcohol, sure.
There's no comeback to this at all.
Where? You know what, Devin?
See, there's a joke there, but I'm leaving it alone.
I gotta consider myself the second co-host, but I want to see how you can segue off of that.
I don't have a segue. Here's a segue.
I got a segue. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you check out Southfield Quality Car and you find the vehicle you would like to purchase, just go in there and use the reference code 19309. That's 19309. And you will receive $500 off on your purchase. Bam!
1939 is the number. 1939.
See, once again, now you're yelling into the mic.
I have to. It's part of the shtick.
No,
you understand how these things work, right?
I understand how this works. Bitch.
See, you're still
this
not arm ain't talking. Broke. Talking. If you're gonna barely, threaten me, at least talk to the mic so the people can hear us.
I'm talking right into it. My arm. This arm ain't broke.
All right. So
you've been giving yourself strangers this whole time.
Whoa, wow. God, this show is going off the rails. I liked you better when you weren't here.
Wow.
That's what your girlfriend said.
Well, I ain't got one, so we're all right.
That was a good show. I forgot it was a good show.
Hey, so Hulk Hogan is a racist, and he's back in the WWE. Let's talk about that.
I was really about to say something, but that would have been inappropriate. There we go. You know what I was going to say.
What were you about to say?
Do not say it.
We coming for you, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
I love sensations.
Funny, shout out to past guests of the show, Booker T.
I was just listening to him on Xbox show.
But yeah, I want to talk about this Hulk Hogan thing.
Oh man,
here we go.
I'm with Titus. Like it. Granted, you said your apologies. Okay, cool. How it got found out? Hey, you in the privacy of your home? Somebody illegally videotaped you. That's not cool.
Right.
But you still said that shit.
I don't condone.
You meant that shit.
Well,
I don't condone at all what he said. Like, I think
real quick, let me let people know what happened.
As everybody who knows anything about wrestling knows what happened.
You don't know that. You can't assume that. Hulk Hogan, wrestling legend, got caught on tape. Wait, what's the guy? Bubba the Love Spoon.
Yeah, he's a hater.
20 minutes left.
Oh shit!
He was banging his friend's wife, Bubba the Love Spoon,
with his permission. Right.
That's what happens when you show up 10 minutes late.
No, it was kind of his permission, but the videotape wasn't under his permission. But
he videotaped it so he could watch it later.
So, right.
But then in that tape, he said some very disparaging remarks about African Americans.
The fact that one of them was dating his daughter apparently at the time,
right? And he's like, if you're going to date one, at least date a rich one. And he used that word that we're not going to use on this show. But he was then kicked out of the WWE Hall of Fame. And
if you've heard Mel Gibson's rant. It's similar. It's similar. They're in the same family. They're cousins.
Wow.
So
cousin Rance. But yeah, so now he's been reinstated. So go ahead.
My whole thought on that whole thing is like what Kyle was saying. Like, to me, man, first of all, it's fucking foul for somebody to videotape you while you're in your house. Second of all, there's no reason that anybody should ever be, you know, throwing around that kind of insult towards anybody. That's just, to me, that's wrong. I understand I'm the white guy. It's different. But I'm just saying, even being the white guy, That's out of line. All I'll say is that, in my opinion, that was dirty the way they did that shit, first of all. Second of all, the guy's apologized for it, and I understand there's other people.
Has he?
Yeah, he has. He's apologized a bunch of times.
Has he?
Yeah, he has.
Has he? What did he apologize for?
that he should have never used that word, first of all.
You know what?
Has he?
I could swear. Because
everything that I've heard was that basically he was saying that he's sorry that he got caught.
And be careful what you say around people who could be recording. I honestly don't remember. I'm trying to be no bullshit. I honestly cannot think of a video of me seeing him like fully out apologize. I remember the Gawker trial. I remember the trial.
From the statements that I've seen, basically he was saying, basically he was kind of like playing the victim. It's like, they recorded me illegally. And which
ain't no denying that.
I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is he never really apologized for the behavior. He didn't really apologize for, hey, that's fucked up what I said. I shouldn't have said it. I don't look at African Americans like that, blah, blah, blah. I felt like he was more apologizing for getting caught and how he got caught saying it. But I don't think he actually apologized for it.
So it's funny you bring up past guest of the show, Booker T. I was listening to an interview with him and X-Pac today. And X-Pac said it the best way that I can put it.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
He's like, look, dude, I'm not black, so I can't say anything. But he took it to Booker and he goes, Booker, what do you think as far as this? And Booker was like, you know, first of all, it's wrong for anyone to be getting, you know, their private conversations taped and put out there like that. First of all,
right,
that's
no
fucked
doubt.
Up.
No doubt.
Second of all, he was like, look, dude.
That's how you lose the Clippers.
He was like, look, dude, the guy made a mistake, but he goes, if I'm able to be forgiven for what I said when he did the whole interview in the first place, he goes, I can't turn around and then say, well, Hulk Hogan shouldn't be forgiven either. Like, I'm not condoning it. Please don't mistake what I'm saying.
Right.
I do not by any means think that it's okay for anybody to say that. And being someone that's always been the white guy in my group, I get offended when people use stuff like that. But that being said, I think the guy's had to pay for it because it's been all over the fucking media.
Well, he got paid for it too.
I mean,
he got paid for it. He put Gawker out of business because they owe him for that.
At the end of the day, dude, oh, shit.
Uh-oh. We have a phone call.
Ass and titties. Ass and titties.
Well, that's not the song.
Mr. Campbell, why don't you take it from here?
Hello, caller. Who do we have on the line? God, I sound like a sex
officer. This is Kingpin. I was told to call in and talk to you about having to go downriver on Saturday night.
Well, since you're the downriver expert, how is that on Saturday night?
How the fuck does this get put on me because I'm the one that's from downriver? He's talking about the show that we mentioned previously.
I don't understand the problem. Your house has wheels and you should move.
My house doesn't have wheels, sir, but it's all right.
I like this guy.
I like this. I like the way this is going.
I like it, but...
I gotta push a couple things. First of all, got WWE, you know, Tony Atlas, Hall of Famer. He's going to be there. But the main reason I called is I'm letting you guys know I'm giving you a heads up. There's going to be a title change on Saturday. My guy, Travis Titan, is going to beat that bum, Jamie Cox. 1, 2, 3, right in the middle.
Uh-oh.
It's just, Bubba's been coddling this guy for over a year, put him in there with tomato cans. And he's got a big hurdle he won't get over Saturday night. And I'm guaranteeing that victory on air, and you guys got the scoop.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Is that a guarantee or a guarantee?
That's a guarantee.
So
also bringing a new tag team, which I'm not going to reveal right now, but you have to show up to see.
Why don't you tell the people that are listening where they can check that show out? We were talking about it a little bit at the beginning of the show.
It's down in Southgate. I forgot the darn name of the arena. Come on, guys. Help me out here. RK? Is it RK? Yeah.
Down yes,
the arena.
I
don't know.
Yeah,
when I go downriver.
Yeah, the RK arena. I think it's RK.
Yep. Yep,
yeah, okay. The only thing downriver I like is the Hooters. So
I've been there plenty of times.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm in and out of there. How you guys doing tonight? All right?
Not too
shabby. Can't complain too much, man.
Oh, is that porn, yeah. Kyle? Oh, never mind.
Instagram is porn?
Wow. You must not follow the right females.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So, as he mentioned, we've got WWE Hall of Famer Tony Atlas is going to be at the show. Jamie Cox is going to be wrestling for the title. All that good stuff. You guys need
Jamie
to come
check.
Jamie
Cox is going to lose his title.
There you go. He's going to lose his title.
Guaranteed.
So, as you would say, guaranteed.
If you guys want to see some wrestling, you guys should come out this Saturday and come check out Metro Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's Southgate, but I mean, for Southgate, it's about as good as you're going to get downriver.
Wait,
there's a lot of talent. There's some young guys there. You know, all joking aside, you never know. You know who you're going to see there. Number one, number two, there's a lot of guys there who really have a future in front of them. That you know, you got to remember, all these guys, a majority of these guys you see on TV now, they started at shows like this, busting the tail and working their way up. So you never know who you come watch today. You might see 5 years ago making headway on WWE. So
with a bad repurpose right now.
So let me ask a quick question. How big is it getting a WWE Hall of Famer like Tony Atlas to come in for this show, for the crowd, and you know, for the other wrestlers in the locker room?
I think for the young guys in the locker room, if they're smart, they'll keep their ears open, their mouth shut, they'll ask some questions. Usually the vets who come in, like, you know, Hall of Famers like Tony, they're usually very friendly and, you know, they'll give advice, but you just have to be respectful and keep your mouth shut when the man's talking. That's the main thing. When I broke in, I learned a lot about the promotions, and keep your mouth shut, ears open. You can learn a lot. That's the best thing I can tell you.
So should I ask the famous question that we ask all people in the wrestling business?
Might as well.
All right. Well, we have this question that we ask everybody in the wrestling business.
Team Edward, Team Jacob.
No.
What's the question?
The question is, I felt like you just alluded to it. What's something that you would tell people in the locker room, their locker room rules for all wrestlers? We've had people say, shake everybody's hand. We had wash your gear, keep your children and baby mama out of the locker room, wash your balls. What else have we had?
A lot of people have said they've really confirmed that wash your balls thing.
Shaking hands thing is kind of old school.
Right.
It is a good practice. If you didn't used to do it, you catch a lot of heat. This is back in the 70s, 80s,
right,
early 90s. Today, some guys are breaking etiquette. I think the number one important thing is be respectful. I see some of these millennials, not all of them, because I don't want to label anybody. They go train in wrestling school, and they think they know it all. And they're cocky. They come in, and they don't know a wrist lock from a wrist watch. And they don't show respect. Always show respect, especially to guys. There's some guys in the indie scene that work, guys like Nate Madsen, Truth Martini. They've been around 15, 20 years. Jamie Cox has been around, I think, 18 years. I believe that's the number, but they've been around, you know, and if you listen, you can learn. That goes for anything in life. I mean, if you're trying to break into the plumbing business to the sales, people have been there a long time. They've been there a long time because they know what they're doing. So just be respectful, ask questions, and it's all about respect. And respect comes in a lot of ways. It's, as you say, washing your gear, being respectful, not bringing too many people back in the locker room. Respect is a wide range, but respect your elders and respect the business. There's just, I see a lot of young guys now coming in, and I think the word I'm looking for is entitlement. And
okay,
good. You haven't earned nothing. You haven't paid your dues. Keep your mouth shut, your ears open, be respectful, and you might go somewhere and work your ass off.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to add that one to the list.
So with the guys that we've got on the show that are going to be on this card, you know, who are some guys that we need to look out for? For those who may not have seen a Metro Pro show.
Of course, Travis Titan. He's probably the guy's multi-talented. Now, I will give credit. the heavyweight champion there is Gavin Quinn. Gavin Quinn, that guy's very, very talented. He's on the hit list, but he's very, very talented. we get the title, we get the gold off Cox Saturday night, and then he's on the hit list. It's just it's none personal business. So
I like that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of young talent. I mean, you know, Gavin's tag team partner, his name is slipping me, but they work as Lotus. The kids are real good, too. So
that's
I mean,
a hell of a tag team. We saw them at Revolucha. Or, no,
yeah, they're good. Sorry. They really work well together. They're very fluid, and they're very talented. And they're both outside the ring, they're both very humble and very good guys. So I got none but respect for them. Till they, you know, get in front of my guys, and you know, nature takes its course. So,
well, he's building his guys up to be a fucking gang of killers. I might have to see this on Saturday.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, man. Before we get you out of here, man, why don't you go ahead and say one last word to your opponents, man?
And shout out to Bubba. Shout out to Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah.
The only reason let me explain this, guys. See, I'm gonna give you the lowdown. The only reason I go down to Metro Pro Wrestling is because Bubba ran out of money, and I had to buy into the company. So basically, I own shares, you know, a majority of shares. Now, last time I was there, they had me evicted from the building. Ooh, I, wow. I was sitting over minding my own business. And that idiot El Ridiculoso, or whatever his name is, he comes over and gets in my grill.
Tag team partner,
Jamie
past guest of the show.
Gets in my grill. I get booted from the building, but I guarantee I have a couple court injunctions that'll be put in place Saturday. I have very good lawyers, and Bubba might be reaching into his pizza fund if he's not careful.
Damn.
So,
wow.
Nice.
Anything but the pizza.
Yeah. It's, Bubba's just he's a man of downriver. That's all I can say. Fourth grade was the hardest 3 years of his life.
Shots fired.
No.
But come down to the show Saturday night. It'll be a good show. A lot of young talent there, some veteran talent, and I think anybody comes out there really enjoy it. So
thanks a lot, Kingpin.
And you might get me, see me smack the hell out of Bubba, which is worth the price of admission by itself. So,
hey, but before you get out of here, like once again, any last words for your opponents?
Oh, Jamie Cox,
yeah,
put a fork in him. He's done. And whoever that idiot Bubba puts in front of my new tag team, sorry guys, you're stepping stones. So you're just you're in the way. So,
Devin,
guys,
I think we might have
you having me on, and I hope to see you at the show.
Thanks a lot. All
right. Hey, thanks a lot for calling.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Have a good night.
Yep.
So, as you can see, nice. There's quite a lot of things going down river this weekend. Friday, Devin and I will be at WXC. Marco and Manib are going to be taking some heads home with them.
Yes, sir.
And Saturday, you've got Metro Pro Wrestling. So if you want to come see some wrestling, you want to see somebody get their ass beat, you've got two avenues to do so.
It's Friday and Saturday. Now we just got to find something to do Sunday. You start a fight in the parking lot somewhere in Southgate.
I'd rather not, considering my shoulder's still broken.
You know, little fight club somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, throw one arm, you know. Kind of got a little Jared Leto and Fight Club type vibe. If you
we'll start a fight club in down, you know, down river somewhere.
We already, well, that, we already tried that, and the cops showed up.
Well, they're down river cops, so.
Well, I'll let you stand there and let them catch you, and you tell me how you are.
You can ask my girlfriend. I'll be called Dead in Down River. Anyway.
See, and now you hear it. You see, I come out for this fool's birthday. He couldn't even be bothered.
I used to live down river.
And somewhere. We weren't even down river. I was downtown.
Exactly.
I used to live down river, so I can't talk too much.
It's because I'm white.
I'm white inside. But
wow.
Back to the okay. So last thing about the what's coming up next? The Evolution is what, October?
October. Right. You got SummerSlam.
SummerSlam coming up next.
No, and I mean takeover. After that is, are they still? Wait. So if that's in October, when's Survivor Series? November.
November.
November. Okay.
Yeah, the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why did I forget the gobbledygooker?
I was going to say it's the Thanksgiving tradition, guy.
The gobbledygooker, right? No, Thanksgiving tradition for me is seeing the Lions lose. But anyway.
Yeah, that too.
But anyway,
fuck you.
Hey, I'm a Lions fan. Don't fuck me. I'm already fucked. I'm a Lions fan. I was born into this shit.
You don't have to suffer, man. You can get out.
I'm a Patriots fan, but look how that shit turned out.
What, championships? Multiple?
You saw that damn collapse last February?
Yeah, it happened one time.
God they haven't brought betting to Michigan, online sports.
Brady's got enough rings that he can cover his hands.
He's a five-time.
Five-time Super Bowl
champion. Fuck up Giselle. All right, people. We
still got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, about 2 minutes left. Let's go ahead and do our outros, throw our social medias, all our plugs out of the way, and we'll get up out of here. Mr. Collison, we'll start with you, sir.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit, N-O-K-O-U-T. Follow the show at Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast. We need those likes. Share the page. Tell your friends. Tell the motherfuckers to tune in if you're watching. Yeah, pretty much come watch somebody get their ass beat. Come kick it with your boys.
If anybody was watching, that was the Ed Lover Downs.
I thought you were going to say, come get these hands.
Get these hands, motherfucker.
Well, hand. No plural.
I'll go.
I'll still kick you in the dick, bitch.
Oh, there it is. I was waiting for it. All right.
Where's the bell? Where's the bell? Ring the bell.
I can't reach the bell. But I'll go next. You can catch me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can check me out on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. Speaking of All Steak No Sizzle, check out the podcast, All Steak No Sizzle. You can find it anywhere that you can find podcasts.
Cheap plug.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you see the vehicle on there that you would like to purchase and you go to make your purchase.
Go on, say it. Go on.
Use the reference code.
Close to the mic, Kyle.
19309.
I'm going to let him have his time.
It's 19309. You receive $500 off on your purchase. Yeah, that's it for me. Mr. Campbell, why don't you go ahead?
1939 was the code he was talking about.
1939.
So are you trying to do a Dusty Rhodes impression when you do that? It just comes out.
He can attest to it. I actually have a pretty good Dusty Rhodes.
Now, I've heard you, Dusty. I'm just saying that's what comes out when you say it. It sounds like Dusty's trying to give
the American dream. I'm the second most recognizable athlete in the world next to Muhammad Ali.
It sounds like when Dusty's trying to give the number to the arena so people can call in during the old show.
Call the hotline, Tony
Schiavone. Call it. Who do we have on the line? Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook and at Team Chaos on Twitter and Instagram. Nothing.
The Hershey Kiss Dream. We'll call them that.
I've been called that before. I will take that.
Oh my god. I don't even want to know. That was totally a joke.
Well, when we start calling you Creamy Kyle, people are going to know where that came from. And I'm not telling them. I'm going to let their imaginations go with where they want. So yeah, just hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Don't be crazy or a stalker. And, you know, we can have a nice, conversation.
Have a nice day.
Check out Reality News Era's page on Facebook.
And Kev don't love us. That son of a bitch didn't call in.
Bald bastard.